Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. When it comes to starting a new year, we often think of resolutions and things like gym memberships. But some, well, perhaps most major life changes have nothing to do with a date on a calendar. Tom Duffy's change came with a trip to the doctor. It was the start of a new beginning for the Wisconsin man, a beginning signified by the new things that he brought into his life. Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields, who studies the relationship between people and their things, met up with Duffy recently and brings us his story.
Before Tom Duffy went to the doctor to have a cyst removed, he'd already been toying with the idea of getting a new hobby. And then...
I kind of was thinking about getting into horses, and I got diagnosed with cancer a year ago, and a very rare cancer, and I decided I'm going to live outside the box, and I got into draft horses. You know, it's life-altering to obviously get horses and cancer at the same time. You know, when you're a kid, you always wanted to build something, drive something, or be a cowboy. I guess I turned into the cowboy.
Duffy says getting the diagnosis was frightening. The McFarland man is one of only 50 people known to have this type of cancer. And the next step was daunting.
It was a cancer in my finger of all spots, and they have to amputate your finger. Mentally preparing for them to amputate your finger is incredible. I can't even describe that to you because the surgeon said most of his customers are not volunteers. It's either a chainsaw, a snowblower, and here I have to mentally say, yes, take my finger off to get this cancer out of my body.
As he faced that life change, Duffy prepared for another. A few years ago, he purchased a small horse farm from a couple eager to retire to a warmer climate. He says he was thinking about getting horses and had spoken to a man out west who had a few up for sale. At the time, he didn't know much about horses and wasn't in any hurry.
On the day of my surgery, I called him and I said, I'll take all four horses. And he's like, God bless you, God bless you. And I went into surgery. I wanted that to be on my mind. When I recovered from surgery, I knew I was going to have four horses to heal me, and that's what I did.
For some men, the traditional markers of a life-altering event include the stereotypical fast car or jetpack, but not Duffy.
And I don't have a Corvette. My buddies all talk to me about getting a sports car or this. I have snowmobiles, and I have ATVs, and I have a tri-tune pontoon boat with a 250-horse motor. I have those toys. Those aren't a passion or an obsession. You go use them for enjoyment, and then you park them, and you pay insurance on them, and you store them, and they're a headache.
Duffy says none of those things compare to hanging out in his barn.
They've healed me. I mean, it really has. It gives you a reason and a purpose to get up in the morning besides going to work. You know, I have my own company, and all I did was work before, but now I have this passion, obsession, and hobby.
Duffy trains his 8-foot-tall Belgian horses in a circular ring inside one of his barns. The only thing between him and 2,000 pounds of draft horse is a stick and a rope.
You're mentally on high alert all the time when you're driving these horses, because these horses, we don't have a kill switch, we don't have a steering wheel, and we don't have brakes that are going to stop them.
The horses and the community of fellow owners have kept Duffy so busy he doesn't have time to worry about anything else, not even cancer.
You know, just looking forward and keeping yourself occupied and having great people around doing great things keeps you not thinking about the cancer. Well, then you add horses and you really don't even think about cancer or the pain, or because you're just trying not to get killed when you're with these horses and you're having a blast doing it. It's truly an adventure.
Duffy says becoming a cowboy isn't just about riding horses. It's all the little things that create a new life after he nearly lost his old one.
They say I have this permanent smile on me right now, and I do. If they ask me about the horses, it's a smile. Or if they see that I wear cowboy boots now, why do you have cowboy boots on? I tell them, you know, I'm into horses too. My buddies all give me a hard time that I'll get sick of it, I'll get bored of it. I've been doing it for a year and a half now, and I love going to the barn every morning at 6 a.m. I can't wait to get home in the afternoon to clean, to train, to enjoy, to be with them, and I name my place Avoidance Acres because we avoid the reality that's all around us, and we hang out at Avoidance Acres.
Right now, Tom Duffy is cancer-free. Maybe in losing part of his finger, he found his true self. Between the boots and the smile, perhaps he really is what he once dreamt he'd be, a cowboy.
Jennifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison, and she's the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields introduced us to Tom Duffy of McFarland, who owns Avoidance Acres. We'll hear the second part of Tom's story next week on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend comes your way every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. And, of course, you can hear our weekday version of Lake Effect at 10 in the morning. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered. It's coming up next.